Hello and welcome back to the MBS podcast with me, Lucy.
Me, Sam.
And me, Alex. We're doing something a little bit different this week, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a life update today. So we recently uploaded an episode, but we've been keeping that in the dungeon for a little while, in the vault. And we've actually got a lot to catch up on between ourselves as well, really, because we've not really spoken to each other for a while, have we? We've been very busy with our own little things.
Also, I guess at the time of recording, just in case you're listening to this well into the future, we're currently in the third UK lockdown, quite a few months in. So it feels like, it's been quite taxing, I think, anyway. But I'm sure we'll cover that there. So it'd be nice to obviously just get a bit of a health check, you know, on each other.
There is definitely that sense of like it's the weekend, but
it doesn't feel any different as a day, apart from the fact I'm not doing work.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not doing anything with my time.
You don't feel bad about drinking, but then I'm sure a lot of us have been drinking on the days where we're working.
Have a very nice stouter here.
Oh, nice. I've got the
can in the bin next to me. It was Midnight Stack, by Siren Craft Brew, which I believe is a local one, so it's probably going to localise me, but who cares? It's a maple pancake milk stout, and it was delicious.
Ooh, I do like a milk stout.
But... yeah, milk stout's good. A maple one, did you say?
Yeah, maple pancake. It was very nice.
See, we serve the community on the podcast. We talk about all manner of things, from gaming to, I'm sure we'll talk about football at some point, because Sam is here. And we talk about maple stout as well, which I'm sure you're all very keen to hear more about.
Yeah. I mean, one question I've got for both of you, actually, is one of the things I've been struggling with is, because you know how like the days are the same, and for me, I guess I'm working from home the whole time, so there's no commute or anything like that. And there's also probably less of a getting ready and looking as nice in the morning sort of thing. What time do you go to bed now? Because I had a bedtime. I'm not 6 or 8 or whatever anymore. But I find it really weird. Like, I find it difficult because I feel like sometimes I'll go to bed at a time which I feel is reasonable and then feel like I've had too much sleep. And then sometimes I will then play like PlayStation really, really late with friends, like until 2. And obviously, then not be the best in the morning. But
well,
Have you?
I've been running off 5 to 6 hours of sleep for the last year and a bit. So I'm very envious that you have this problem.
Envious.
Hey.
Hey. You're younger, so you've got more energy.
Well, I don't know about that.
You are younger than us two. You're a spring
chicken.
I
am, but I don't know about the energy comment.
No, I. So yeah, actually, yeah. Thinking about it, like whenever went back when we used to be allowed to go out, I remember when you got tired on the night out, you were like the most, I don't know, just so keen to get back to like the hotel or to the apartment or whatever.
I was always the opposite. I was the one who went to stay out the latest. I remember one of our mutual friends and I, when we were in Leeds, we just carried on dancing until about 2 in the morning, just going. And it is true, isn't it? Like, on the nights out back in olden times.
Back in day?
Yeah, back in day. Cue the lute. Half the group would just... The group would just divide into two. There'd always be the people that are like closest to the door so that they could escape at any time, sat down on the tables drinking. And then there'd be like... Actually, there would be three groups, the lukewarm people in the middle, and then there was always the people on the other side that were just really well into the music.
The thing is, it depends how I'm feeling. I think it does for a lot of people. Like, quite a lot of the time, I'm in that middle group. Sometimes I'm on that, I want to stay out until 7 a.m. the entire time. But I think the one that Alex was on about was, I think the last time we went out, which was February last year, so it's been just over a year ago. Oh, God, I was shattered. Absolutely. Because I think it was a Friday. No, it was a Saturday.
It was Saturday, but yeah. I think you just got off like having like I don't know flu or maybe COVID, but
it probably something. Was. I was working. Maybe it was just a really really stressful week, but I was exhausted.
Were you patient zero, Sam?
Well, I'm not in Wuhan, so no.
I think I struggle, I'm always in different groups, so I think normally sometimes I've been referred to as a ninja because when I decide I want to leave, I'll leave pretty quickly and I won't necessarily do the long goodbyes because I feel like sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready to go home and I'll go and get an Uber. But I think on nights out like the gender shake ones, I guess, especially the early ones, I guess there was such a novelty that there was almost like a FOMO of like, oh, like I'll stay out until I just really am knackered. But I think, yeah, recently, yeah, I just go back when it makes sense, really.
I think that was one of the benefits of, because we stayed, Alex, you and I, back in the olden times, we went to Manchester. We got in a flat together. With my ex as well, but like it was so nice actually being able to go back to the flat at a certain time, because that's the other thing as well. When we were going out on our, this has basically become us reminiscing about our old nights out at the minute, but they were a blast. When we went, we went to Manchester. It was such a different experience to like the first couple of gender shakes because you just had to wait on everyone to go home because someone had the key. I was usually the person who booked the, you know, 10 room house. Can you imagine being with 10 people that you don't know now in like post COVID? Everyone just be like swabbing each other, and making sure they're all right. Such an alien experience. But, it's so nice to be in control of your own bedtime, I think. That's definitely a sign that you're the other side of the third decade of your life, anyway.
I'm doing that now, and I'm 23, so I don't know what you're on about.
You've got a blast ahead of you, so...
Oh, I know. COVID has been a weird thing, because it's not doing stuff on weekends. I've sort of got used to it now, but I think that's going to affect me when we eventually do stuff again, because I'm so used to just going to bed whenever I want to, and like if I want to stay up late, I can do. But on a night out, I don't know how I'm going to feel about it, because normally on nights out you stay out later than you might want to if you're not really feeling it. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be one of those where on that first night out it's going to be great. But then you're going to hit a point and you're just going to crash so hard because you're not used to it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. And obviously Alex and I, being of a certain age as well, get
you make
to that
it
point
sound
anyway.
Like we're really, really old.
The pension.
I resent that. I'm only 30.
Look, we were in the discos when Venga Boys were large, you know.
I think I have a big gap between uni and gender shake. There's like a big gap when I just didn't go to like clubs.
I thought you were going to say when you didn't age, so you're actually 22.
I'm Asian, you know. Apparently we've got okay aging qualities.
I already have wrinkles. I'm going to be stuffed.
It's fine. So enough bit of makeup, the things there. Just... And we also have the skin, all the skincare. You can just get skin.
Yeah,
skin
tips, yeah.
But I was just going to say, it reminds me of a conversation I was having with some girlfriends about like things that you shouldn't miss from pre-COVID, and one of them was your feet hurting from wearing heels for like the whole night, or the hangover and stuff. Those things aren't great in terms of things that you miss, but in a way, like you sort of miss having that as like a reminder that you had like quite fun on a night out, hopefully, and stuff like that, which was.
I think there will be just on this point about going back to bars. I think I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I was thinking about how we all might plan going forward with all this sudden optimism that might be dissipated by June anyway. But and I was thinking, like, would people like do three events in 1 month, or would they like cram in every single day? Am I going to be going to the pub every day? I probably will, because I'm quite a social person. I like going and seeing people and talking and meeting new people, and I was well up for it. And I think for me, the environment of our first event all together again is going to be similar to Pride, where there was a lot of a big buzz. It was quite carnival kind of driven, sort of big spirited stuff. And you can't see this on the podcast, but Alex has just rolled their eyes.
No, I'm just the one thing that I just sort of thought about is for nights out. So I've one thing that I'm always, as a Londoner, like one thing that just happens all over the place in London, be it for a train, the bus, a bar, a restaurant, the toilet, is just queues everywhere. Like people just queue for like because it, obviously there's loads of people living here. There's loads of people obviously visiting and stuff. And I quite miss going to restaurants in general. I'm quite like a foodie, and but then I just thought about all the restaurants that already had like monster queues in 2019, and about what they'll be like there. But I've just thought about from a bar perspective, people are going to go obviously hit the bars and the pubs in a big way. Now, people are going to go and hit the bars and the pubs in a big way with the feeling that they need to make up for lost time. So and people will be probably just knocking them back, but potentially also with weakened alcohol, I don't know, like drinking ability. So I'm just like imagining what carnage it's going to be like with like around midnight, like depending obviously when people go out and pre-drink and stuff, what carnage it's going to be like there. And then there's also, I guess, the fact that some people maybe have forgotten social skills, like if you've not seen people face to face. So I'm just, yeah, I feel like the first few months of lockdown are just gonna, like, of post-lockdown, going nights out and stuff when that's allowed, it's just gonna be like absolute carnage.
Well, I think the main problem is that I never seem to like relax properly, because my thing is, after I come home from work, I want to spend time for myself. But by the time I've done that, it's now midnight and I get like 5 hours of sleep, so I'm always
Also,
tired.
this leads back into the whole situation at the moment, isn't it? That there's nothing for us to really look forward to. So it's really hard to separate all that time up because you just feel like I have to resist the urge sometimes to log on to like work and see what's going on in the Instagram accounts and stuff because I do social media for work. And it all just sort of falls into one. And it's very easy because I clock off, but I can log on remotely to my work computer and just carry on doing work if I want. And it sometimes it's quite hard to draw that line, that distinction between this is home time and this is work time. Just going back to what you were saying though, Alex, about the first lockdown, like it was really weird going back to work and seeing everyone again and just being like, because that was before. It was like mandatory to wear masks, I think, wasn't it? In shops, I think. Or did we have to?
I
No,
can't.
we had to wear masks. But it was just really odd, just seeing everyone in the flesh again. Because obviously, my team's quite small. There's about three of us. We Zoom call every week. But the wider team didn't see them for like 3 months. So it was really interesting. There was an immense sense of sort of like, to get it was really nice to be around people again, to be honest. I do think, yeah, you're right. I think the NHS is gonna, obviously, we're in the UK, so the NHS is probably gonna have a slight sigh of relief when COVID's over, only to find every single drunkard back in the minor injuries department, having like consumed a lot of alcohol and been pretty reckless. But hey ho, that's the way our public goes. That's our attitude to alcohol.
It's the British public way is just to get absolutely slaughtered where there's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like you get the American opinions of Brits as these really upper class fancy people with cups of teas talking like the Queen. When in fact, Europe know this as well, it's just binge drinkers.
Yeah, and I'm deeply proud of that. You know, oi, all that.
Yeah.
Being gender fluid and all as well, I absolutely root for the team, you know.
Yeah.
So going back to your point again about like times being off, like it is very different. At the minute, if I'm dressing, because I dress sometimes in the evenings, or I dress for like a day, I take a day out to do my makeup and stuff and just chill and watch YouTube. And then I'll do photos. If I've done that, I often end up rolling on until like 11 o'clock. And then you both know what it's like taking makeup off. And some of our listeners might as well, if you're into that.
I think
I might have forgotten
what it's like. I haven't done it in so long.
Well, it takes a long time. I think it takes longer to take your makeup off properly than it does to put it on sometimes. I'm sat there.
It's the other way. I'm quite quick at removal.
Do you think?
Yeah. I don't think it's bad for me. So I have that micellar gel sort of stuff. So I obviously like take off the false lashes. I wear contacts when I wear makeup, so take contacts out. That sometimes takes a while because I just wet face and then like just really be methodical in sort of obviously foaming, lathering like the gel up and then obviously rinsing it off and I normally do a check with like a wipe afterwards just to make sure like just around the face and stuff, but it does tend to be pretty quick. I know like obviously and then obviously yeah then it's about doing skincare afterwards, which I sometimes don't do because if it's really late and I'm just like I'll just go to bed.
I've developed my five-point skincare routine now after I put makeup. Well, normally, like, so I'm going to be doing makeup tomorrow because I think we've got a party or some sort of group gathering tomorrow. But I'll do it for other things as well. But, like, the 2 days leading up to that, I tend to do quite an extensive skincare routine just so I've got a nice, soft, smooth canvas to work with. It's also something to do in lockdown. Because, you know, I just find I'm so much more organized in terms of that sort of stuff at the minute because there's absolutely nothing else to occupy my mind with, really. But, you know, I'm sat there. And one thing lockdown and, like, being in this situation has done wonders for, again, is A, being organized, but B, just routines. Like, I'm actually really, I think we've all tapped into this during what we've just been talking about, but, like, actually finding a solid routine, but skincare also taps into kind of like well-being, and it's quite nice to take some time out just to like, I love putting rose water. I've got like a rose toner and I just put on my face. It's so refreshing. Before I go to bed, I'm just sat there like with this little sponge thing, just tapping it on my face before I go to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning, thinking, why am I up so late doing this? But you know,
I don't know if I've got a good routine, like not in terms of skincare, like I've got like an okay one, but I think in terms of just routines, I feel like I'm a bit all over the place. But then what's messed up a little bit, I think, is the company I work for has implemented 4-day working weeks now. And so there's not like the way I've done it is I always take Wednesdays off. So there's not like a really, there's not like a, no, it, there's no regularity because it's like 2 days of work, day off in the middle, 2 days of work and then 2 days off. So I'm not complaining at all, but I just feel like, I sometimes forget like my alarm clock's a bit messy now because you know, on your phone, you normally just say like, put your alarm on for the weekdays. Now I have to like do that. And then I also like, set like some notification things on my phone so that like work apps or work emails don't bother me on certain days and stuff. But yeah, it's a bit funny.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because I normally do 3-day weeks, so mine's a bit like that. I do Monday, Thursday, Friday. But because you're not walking to work, it's kind of not built in. So you're literally just, it's like you're logging onto your computer for one day. And I do a lot of work on my computer anyway. So it all kind of just like, it mangles up into like just a mess. And you do sometimes have to just make sure you're planning in around that. And you know, planning in stuff as well, like going for walks. That's why I love doing makeup at the minute, you know, and I think a lot of people in our group haven't been so active with it. But I think it's a nice way to, like, aside from my gardening, it's like a nice thing to sort of break it all up. So, and in a way, it's kind of like, it's like TLC, it's taking a bit of time and spending time on myself as well, which is nice.
The actual process of doing makeup is weirdly therapeutic, and it's like, it enables you to feel good about yourself. But my problem at the minute is, I put it on, or not at the minute, but about 4 months ago when I last did makeup, is you put it on, you take a load of photos, feel good about yourself, and then you go, right, what do I do now? And you can sit there wearing it for hours, but what's the point? So you just take it all off again. So at the minute, I just don't see the point in doing it. Even though I like it and it's fun, I just can't see the point in doing it because I know it's immediately going to come off and no one's just going to see it.
I guess the whole thing about us doing makeup and like our expression is that we express ourselves to people, don't we?
Hmm.
Yeah, I've only done it for socials now, the thing is. So I did, or have, like, only done, like, minor, like, sort of expression, like, things. So, like, I've been, like, we had, like, a work social, and I did, like, a bit of a more sort of not strongly femme or masculine sort of presenting there. Like a work social, but yeah, I agree. Like Sam, I think for a while there was obviously an enjoyment on taking photos and putting looks together and putting them on Instagram. And I think it might just be, yeah, there's not as much point. Like, it's not even a case of like, because there's not necessarily been like a like, oh, I'll like hone my skills here and try and develop an outfit for going out and seeing friends over the summer and stuff like that. Where like now there maybe is a bit more optimism on it, but yeah, like taking pictures, I've also found it like more cringe. Like I've been actually slowly deleting posts from my Instagram page because I just not because I don't find it cringe to other people. I think for myself I find it like, oh, is it, it's like, I don't know, it's a bit, it feels like self-indulgent having like a million selfies. Because I look at my the Instagram account that I had before I played around with gender expression and stuff, and it's so much just a bit of a mixed bag. And yeah, but...
well, I think the other thing as well is I'm just not a natural content creator. I just don't do it. I mean, Instagram doesn't help at the minute, which is my main platform. It doesn't help that the algorithm is all shit, so there's no growth or anything, so there's no point in putting effort in because you won't get anywhere. But I'm not a natural content creator anyway. I'm not regular enough, and I can't keep to a schedule enough to have all this content out there. So even before COVID, I was very much the only time I'll ever kind of glam up properly. I mean, I might wear like a skirt or something around the house, and that's like my gender presentation. No, I might occasionally dress up if I'm meeting a friend out in town or something, but the only time I'll ever like properly glam up was doing social events.
I'm not COVID a natural
has
content.
Lost that for me.
Yeah, I'm not a natural content creator. They say as they record a podcast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's different because I don't really have to put effort in. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's a case of for me showing up. That's me. I've done my job.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, yeah, it's been nice seeing the podcast as well, because like we can be a bit irregular. Hopefully, the listeners now are like, no, it should be more regularly every week.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'd love that if you guys want that.
I know you feel strongly about it.
I know a few of you have reached out to us, which has been really lovely, by the way. I don't think we've properly acknowledged it, but it's been really nice to hear from people and hear that they're enjoying the podcast as well. Hopefully we can sort of provide a little bit of a like touch point for some of you in amongst the other podcasts, because I think what we do is quite different. We haven't really seen anything else like it, so it's good to see. But on your point about presenting and kind of like the content creation side of things, yeah, it can be a bit of a train. I am a like photography kind of imagery kind of person. I love makeup as an art form, like just everything as an art form. So for me, it's like it is quite naturally just content creation, but it's kind of like every picture I produce, this is going back to our sort of face to filters kind of thing, where we talked about like image manipulation. Obviously I edit my skin sometimes, so I make it look a bit like, I take out textures and things, and I love playing on Lightroom, which is like the photo app that I use, and I'm just like, that's like a professionally kind of thing that I do. So everything that I do on my Instagram grid is kind of like, it's like something special that I've put on there, that I've worked on. I've spent about, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes just editing. And then that's not even including taking pictures as well, making sure that my poses are nice and stuff. So that's quite a personal, it's also an improvement for me. So yeah. I guess it's like taps into something slightly different to what you two are kind of saying about what you're doing. And you're right. Like if you, I would say to any, if anyone is feeling a bit like they do want to present, but they are struggling to find inspiration, get a Pinterest board together, and go in, and if you see, I found something really good lately, where it was quite good and it's gone a bit rubbish now, but I use my Google Lens and I search by images sometimes. So if I see a really nice dress that someone's wearing, or if I see something on a TV show and I'm like, oh, I really want to try that or emulate something like that, then I do searches through Google Lens and I collect like outfit ideas and stuff, and I put them on Pinterest as well. It's actually really fun. And also when I feel a bit like, oh, I need some inspiration, I do tend to buy new makeup or new clothing usually around that time. And it does sort of expand my ideas a little bit. So it's quite good to do that sometimes. You know, I'm not advocating that everyone should go and spend about £100 on clothes, obviously. But if that's your game, why not?
I think maybe what differs a little bit, and I think it will differ from person to person, is you've got your gender expression. We've all got our gender expressions, and it's about whether aspects of that gender expression are able to like form part of hobbies. So if you have like an interest or a passion or in obviously photography or in sort of fashion and stuff there, then that's like something there. Whereas I think for some people, and I think what I may be finding out is maybe I'm one of these people where gender expression is really important to me and expressing to other people. Do I love fashion in the same way, or do I love like obviously like makeup in the same way? It's more a case that it's a means to help me express how I want to be, but it's not something that things, but yeah. And I think that's the difference. I think sometimes you've seen with like people who've dropped off, maybe it's a case of Instagram's a really good place to share hobby, and I think Instagram sort of has always been, and I think regardless of which camp you fall in, it's a nice way of obviously logging progress, and yeah, maybe the photos can be more candid because it's just a case of being like, oh, actually I felt really good about myself on this night out, and I want to post a picture and stuff. But but I think that's the difference. I think the other side of it, so yeah, sometimes if I was feeling down for a while, I would maybe think, oh, you know what, I'm gonna buy some new clothes and try and put an outfit together. And I do enjoy it, like, to an extent, but I think again it's an enjoyment in trying to go and get an outfit which I feel really expresses myself. But I've become a bit more like conscious of, I guess, the impact of fashion on the environment and obviously on obviously just the bad practices there. I think I think about like how many clothes I've got, which at the moment are just sitting in drawers and potentially have only been seen on the through a camera lens by most people, and things. So yeah, I don't know. It's a diff it's a weird one. But yeah, I've definitely fallen. I do really like Instagram, and I do spend an awful lot of time browsing Instagram and watching stories. But I yeah, in terms of posting, I don't know if that at the moment that's how I'm feeling about it a little bit. Is yeah, I want to post on it when I feel like it, but it's I don't may actually doing poses for outfits and stuff is maybe just become a bit different. And I dressed, I think, a couple like a month ago, and my girlfriend's like, oh, do you want me to take some pictures? And I was like, no, I'm just doing it for me. And she was like, oh, and I was like, but yeah.
Yeah, completely. I think there's an element for me, there's an element of competitiveness and like self-improvement in a lot of what I do as well. Like I just and I think actually rather than looking at it as like, because some people might look at it as like lack of inspiration or whatever, but maybe you're just actually just quite happy where you are at the minute. Like you're cradled kind of by, you've reached a level where you're like pretty happy sat there for a minute and you don't feel like any particular compulsion to like,
Yeah.
sorry, compulsion to move forward with that like necessarily, or you don't want to, like. But for
Yeah.
me, it's always like I have a point. I get it sometimes, like where I stop and I don't do it for a
Yeah.
while, and I think sometimes I look at it like that's kind of like my more male, like masculine presentation coming through as well. And like, so at the minute, for instance, I'm gardening a lot and I'm big on growing my plants and things, and that then brings out a different side of my personality to, say, the slightly more effeminate, like love quite impractical clothes kind of big hair, kind of like very nice hair, and sort of doing a whole
Yeah.
makeup look. I couldn't imagine wearing false eyelashes and like false nails on the allotment. I think it'd be a nightmare. That's what I love though about
You could dig really
you
well with
could
like the
dig really
nails,
well.
couldn't
Maybe
you?
I should do a line of like my new brand should be Lucy Luscious
And couldn't you like if you're
mini
like sowing
trowels.
seeds, you could just go and put your finger
Yeah,
in and just like
I'm
wiggle it
gonna
around.
do that anyway, so it
Yeah.
is really impractical having longer nails. So one thing I have done a lot in during lockdown is try to I like sometimes I like growing my nails a little bit longer, but it's really hard to do when you're gardening because you just get dirt under them. It just looks really horrible. It's very impractical, so that's
Or if you're
why.
cooking and baking, that
Yeah.
because like yeah,
Oh.
yeah because I've been sort of having more subtle like sort of things where I'd sort of try and I guess make like so I, yeah so I had my nails quite long for like a couple of months and I'd have them like painted like sort of the whole like and change it up like every week or two and then I've been growing my hair a bit longer, which again is like been a nice thing. And then although at the moment, like I've a bit stubbly, I sort of, but for a long time, I guess whenever I wasn't doing makeup, I just wouldn't shave, and it just got really like messy. And I was actually, and then I shaved the other day, and I was like, oh, actually, now I feel a lot better about myself already by
Yeah,
doing that and stuff.
I think over lockdown, my presentation has definitely changed. It's less spending hours glamming fully, and I'm less full glam or male me. I'm more blowing the lines and just doing what I want to do where I feel comfortable. At this point in time, it's not really makeup, it's just clothing. Like, I don't get me wrong, I like makeup. I feel like Lucy's more the makeup person, I'm more the fashion person here. Like, I really like fashion, but It's so much more comfortable just to throw on a hoodie and some tracksuit bottoms or something. So that's, and obviously because I'm not going anywhere, that's what I'm doing at the minute. If I'm feeling it, I'll put on a skirt or a dress or something. But again, it all goes down to, yes, I'm doing it for me, but also I do it for other people. So it's a way of showcasing my gender identity to other people. And obviously, because I'm not having to do that at the minute, there's just no point necessarily shaving my legs all the time. So, like, my legs are, I've got a full beard at the minute, basically. And it's just because I can't be bothered to shave regularly.
You know what is worth shaving your legs for? When you change your bed sheets, that is just
Yes,
like
that is an
that is
astonishing
that's the only
feeling.
thing. When it sometimes when like if it's like, oh, I think we should change the bed sheets, I like think, oh, like if we do it on Saturday, maybe I'll dress on Saturday just so, and I'll do it. I'll shave my legs for that rather than putting on the tights and stuff. And I'll be like, yeah, and it is an elite thing because especially like because I'll stay up like. Normally, what happens when I dress at the moment is I'll dress, I'll take a few pictures from me, but not necessarily for the gram or maybe just for like stories or close friends or whatever, and then I'll play video games with friends, just as like however, and then I'll realize it's too late, take makeup off, but then I go into the bed, shave legs on the bed sheets, and you're just like, oh, this is
Shave legs
perfect.
on the bed sheets.
Not in the bed in on in I mean if you
They are bed
the
sheets made out of leg
on the base sheets.
shavings.
Yeah,
Leg,
no,
not
yeah,
just
no, I
leg
won't. I
hair, leg shavings. Yes, let me
legs.
just
Oh yeah,
shave the skin off.
This lockdown podcast has
just a
taken
bit,
like a
just being your
dramatic.
bed.
Yeah, it's turning into Saw.
Yeah, no, but yeah, that's the elite feeling. If there's anyone who listens and maybe you shave your legs and maybe you're a bit more constant, you know. Just make it worthwhile by just yeah changing your bed sheets if you haven't done it before it's elite it's one of
I mean,
the best reasons to
I
shave your
shave my
legs.
hair now, regardless of like whether I'm dressing or not, quite often. Like, I just make it quite a regular thing. I just really enjoy it. And I don't really like having hairy body. I find it really
No, I'm
annoying.
definitely, I prefer not having like hairy legs. But I can't be bothered to keep on top of it. Like, it's great when you like want to wear a skirt or something, but most of the time I'm wearing jeans at work, like, or I'm at home in shorts, but then it doesn't matter because it's just me and my flatmate.
When I've because most times I've been wearing like sort of like smart cash dresses and stuff like when I'm on webcam at work and I don't shave my legs because I'm like, well, the webcam's only above like your like waist and stuff, so it's not like any and it, yeah, I think it's the same though. I think like with a lot of like cis female friends, I know like leg shaving has sort of become like not really a thing that you because yeah, but I guess it's different obviously when you obviously have expressions which obviously it's more no like if you present mask I guess and stuff it's more normal obviously to have hairy legs and stuff like that. So maybe there it's more of like obviously the standards within society et cetera but yeah I don't know yeah I know people who yeah like I sort of get a, yeah like shaving regularly and stuff and actually that's probably a better thing because I think it's often like when you shave for the first time in an age it takes ages to keep up because you just haven't yeah maintained.
I think one important point on that is that I think all of us, because we haven't had to compare ourselves to anyone particularly, have been more comfortable in ourselves, which is quite nice. In
Yeah,
a weird
yeah.
way. Like, I mean,
Not
I do
having.
feel a bit disgusting sometimes because I'm just sat here and like, and I just like, oh, I better go and have a shower, I guess. And like, you know, the Lucy side of me is very, very, just
Not having the
a much cleaner.
social pressures, I think, has been good because it's allowed you to think about like how best to present. Or how
it's
you
almost
want
like
to
a
present.
Reset button, isn't yeah. it? Like you can, we've all been able to reset our kind of. I just feel so much like bigger and stronger than I did when I went into lockdown, I think.
Well, I mean, I'm like still weighing up options about my gender and stuff, and whether hormones are the right path and stuff like this, and it's enabled me to think about that without having societal pressures.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be weird, isn't it? Like going back and having those again.
I think it'll be a bit different. Like I think like events like global events have like can shift attitudes a little bit and shift perceptions. I think I don't know, like, cuz you know how like there was the like unhealthiness as well with like social media, like the whole FOMO thing, you know, where people would post stuff and be giving this impression of like a better life than what they were actually living, and then people feeling like, oh, I'm not quite hitting that standard. And I think it still happens in lockdown. Like people obviously would be like, look at like, you know, how I've like, it will be different things though now, but it will be like, oh, I like glammed up for the family quiz, or look at the food I've made, or look at the interior, the house I repainted, or look at all the running I've been doing. Like a lot of people have been posting about fitness and stuff. I wonder if like will people instantly go back to that? Like as soon as things open, will there be like, because I think there's almost like sometimes there's like a smugness, isn't there, on just normal social media? Like look at how amazing this thing I've been doing is that you went at, sort of thing. But
I think that's more of a social media thing than I think it is a pandemic thing. I do think you're right. Social attitudes will change a little bit, and I think we'll all be a little bit more. I think initially everyone will be very buzzing about like going out and stuff. I think all of us to some extent will be happy, obviously, to get outside. Apart from the very, very antisocial people that maybe want to stay inside, but. You know, I think in our own small or large ways, we'll want to go do stuff. But I think that will calm down over time. I do think the pandemic hasn't gone on long enough for people to quite change in the way that maybe other things in the past have changed us. But like, there's definitely more doors opened up, and I hope that everyone has had the space or the time to kind of find themselves a little bit. I know a lot of people have been incredibly busy during the pandemic and have probably not even thought about anything other than what they're doing. But, you know, those of us who are fortunate enough to have that time and that kind of privilege can hopefully feel a little bit more comfortable or better.
Yeah. Yeah,
and hopefully,
I mean, some people have had less space,
well.
I guess.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. Yeah, less space. And I guess for those of you, you know, the tides might flip now, and you hopefully will be able to go to hotels again. You can go and express yourselves in different spaces and kind of get out again. You know, and there's like light at the end of the tunnel. It's probably been an awful time for you so far, but like, you know, you'll be able to get out again and express yourself properly. But hopefully even in that scenario, like I know we've covered it in a few of the episodes, but hopefully you've still been able to think a bit more about what you want to do, and you've been kind of looking at things that you might want to do when you get out of the situation as well. I just to wrap up the podcast, I've got a question for you. What do you think you'll be doing first when lockdown ends?
Sam, do you want to go first?
I think just go and see friends. Not necessarily going out to nightclubs or stuff, but just spending time with people that I've not been able to see in ages.
Yeah. I think, I guess hugging people that have not been hugged that you would normally.
That was sorry. The way you,
that sounds really dodgy.
You phrased that.
No, like so I mean, like hugging like my family.
Yeah,
we're not just random people in the street.
No, I mean, but also no like that's quite a nice thing. Is like sometimes you know, like when people get drunk and you have like weird drunk solidarity and you just hug people. Like that, yeah. I think there's that. I think the other side of it is yeah, just being able to. I think it's able to be spontaneous.
Yes, yeah. Just like being able to say you want to go to the pub.
Yeah, being able to text your friend, just be like, "Hey, drinks like after work," and you just go somewhere. You don't have a plan. Whereas everything now, it's very methodical. And have you got the right protection? And have you thought about how you're going to get home safely and things? Like obviously not at the moment that none of that happens. But in the summer. There were some people I knew who were a lot more spontaneous, and I definitely did like spontaneous work drinks. But yeah, I think being spontaneous, that's the general thing. Being able to have no plan.
There's definitely
but do something great.
A level of spontaneity that will return hopefully with the easing of things.
What about you, Lucy?
Oh, pub. I'll be at the pub. I'll be having a pint. Yes. I think going forward, I think one thing that's really going to help just our expression a bit, I think it's just being able to go out. It'd be really nice after lockdown ends to go out and actually like wear a bit more of a casual look and do a bit of shopping with someone. Yeah. I think we're all planning to hang out at some point as well. We're all Southerners down here. We're all pesky Southerners. I think there's cause for optimism, but no doubt we'll be here in like 6 months' time recording another podcast called How We're Doing and What We're Going to Do When Lockdown Ends.
No, hopefully not.
Don't jinx it, please.
The thing is, for me, I'm just hoping for a summer like last summer, because actually I had like a lot of fun last summer. Like it was very different. It was very much like go to the pub in a small group and be really obviously distanced and careful and sanitize a lot and things and sit outside, but it was nice. And towards the end of the summer, I started being a lot more open in terms of gender expression with other people I was going out with and stuff, and it was nice. I think that's like a really nice affirming thing from that side. And
And like your birthday as well, like it was mad. I actually got on the train. I ran through a relatively non-liberal area of the city of Bristol and got the train up to you, and I was just like dressed all the whole way and running and sweating. That was a bad idea, but that was like, yeah, I think you're right.
I remember wearing lipstick under the masks on that train.
Yeah, that was really stupid idea. Well, we did a road test, didn't we? That was our thing. That was how we justified it. We were testing our makeup. But that was really fun. It was just, you know, a whole day of just expression.
It was normal, wasn't it? It was just having a chat. Like it felt like obviously there was like consciousness of like how do you serve food whilst without like minimizing things, and there was like sanitizing and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that's what everyone wants. It's just for social contact to not feel like, I don't know, to have those extra steps and barriers and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah, barriers. That's the barriers to everything, really, isn't it? And lifting some of them will make things a lot easier. Well,
right.
I think that's a good place to end the podcast.
Obviously, like, this episode was a bit different from our more sort of topic-based episodes, but do let us know what you think, you thought about this. If you'd like us to be doing more sort of this sort of, I guess, general chit-chat, or if you have any ideas for like topics that we can cover in future episodes, anything that you maybe feel would be interesting to hear, non-binary perspective, or maybe you're non-binary yourself and you think actually it's a topic that we haven't really sort of covered yet, just let us know. It's always open to feedback.
Don't forget to rate and review this podcast too, as it will help us send this out to more people.